On page 33, Divrei Chacham Benachas, page 33, right up to the bottom of the page, I say, we're learning such an important yisod, and such Hashgacha Pratis, how it's going together with what we're learning in Tanya, in Perek Gimel. Bar Seichel, Sh'at Amei Bar Karach Chachma, in order to understand these karaches of Chachma and Bina, the Mechaber is giving examples of situations, how the Karach of Chachma looks at that situation, and how the Karach of Bina, when the person is in the Chachma mode, when the person is in Bina, how to look at a certain situation. So, Bar Seichel Sh'at Amei Bar Karach Chachma, a Bar Seichel who is now, whose mind is now illuminated with the light of Chachma, v'huva lefanif inyan savuch, and there's a complicated inyan that has come his way, lo yered leprote protev shel inyan, he's not going to go into the nitty-gritty of the inyan. He's not going to go into the protem of the inyan, elo yosur achar shorsho hakadol as kol ha-protem. He's going to seek out the shayrish, the root of the inyan, hakolul as kol ha-pratim, that contains within it, that includes within it all of the pratim. Yevakish achar pnimius nekudas ha-inyanim. He's always going to seek the pnimius nekudas ha-inyanim, the inner point of the inyan. So you could have at a meeting, it could be a meeting, even if we're not talking about learning, there's a business meeting, and you'll have a shakal and tari going on around the table, and this one's about this, and this and that, and this one, and then there's one individual who asks to speak, and that one individual says, the way I see it is that there's basically 2 points that all of the arguments revolve around. And when he says those 2 points, whatever it might be, that 1 point or the 2 points, so then it gets to the heart of the inyan, where the other fellows were going into all the protim, into the pilpulum of that inyan, without really getting to the heart of it. The koach of this person is to be able to get to the heart of that. And that person doesn't have to be smart. Again, it's important each time to repeat. It doesn't mean that this one's smarter than that one. There are people who have more of an atiyah to that way of thinking, of chachma, and there are others who have more of an atiyah to the way of bina. And it could be a very, very simple person. And the people are arguing about very complicated things, and he says, well, the way I see it is like this. And then everybody sits back and says, yeah, that's it. I mean, that's the inyan. Once the inyan, the pnimius, the nekudah pnimius of the inyan is understood, then from there, the meila they'll be able to go and work out the details. Machkim laredes el shite oimek hadvarim. He's able to use chachma to descend into the pit, into the essence. The oimek hadvar, b'yoso ma'abit el toichel shodover, because this person who thinks with chachma always looks at the toichel shodover, at the toichen, at the essence of the thing. Same way how he sees people, how he looks at people. Somebody else might judge that student as being like this and being like this and being like this and like that, and the chacham sees that all of those. Are external nekudas. It's not the person himself. The person himself, this is what we could see from the person, who the person is himself. V'lo derech pratei ha'anafim ha'merubim ha'yotzim himenu v'nir gam b'chitzon yuso. He goes to the toichoi shaldova, and he doesn't get stuck on the many, many branches that are coming out from the toich that appear on the surface. Lazer chacham yikari. That's why, as I mentioned last week, that's why he's called a Chacham. V'adon nemar Talmud Chacham, not Talmud Maven, Talmud Chacham. Ki mis'ala mikol ha'pratim ha'niglum b'chutz. The trademark of a true Talmud Chacham is that he turns away. He doesn't pay attention. He's not focused on all of the pratim that are surfacing on the outside. Emoshas libo lehem klal v'klal. Doesn't pay attention to them at all. And if you look at the stories, not the miracle stories, the wisdom stories of great Talmid Chacham, Rosh Yeshivas, Tzaddikim, and so on through the generations, most of them come out like that, that everybody else was looking at it in the way of Bina, at the situation. And the Chacham, the Adam Gadol, was looking at this in a way of Chachma. And everybody looks at the story and says, wow, but that's the difference. The other people were, they were very intelligent and they were sincere and they cared, but they were stuck on all of the branches, and all of the external branches, and the chacham didn't pay attention to that at all. He didn't pay attention to that at all. He zeroed in on the nekudah pnimis of the situation, or if it was a matter of a person. Ma'amik ma'abotoy el shayra she'inyinu b'zeh koyach. That's his koyach. K'rav b'yisol ha'shemeh d'var ma'iseh. A person who's a rav, a paisek, v'yedeh tekev l'umtzeh l'yisayd b'piskei ha'halach. The Talmud Chacham can hear a complicated situation, whatever it is, ben olam chavero, ben olam makom, a complicated shaila, and others who are not as great would begin to grab 10 different sforim, look up this, you know, all the different possible, and with this prop, and then you would go and you would ask Rav Moshe, you would ask Alo Shom Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and he would say, this is the Yisayd HaDavar. This is the Yisayd HaDavar. You don't have to take out 20 sforim. This is the Yisayd HaDavar. I mean, that's a Talmud Chacham. Af im b'halach im adubar l'inyan anir klapi chutz kishayin l'chalutin midvar ma'isa. Even though, when the Adam Gadol says the Yisod in Halacha, it doesn't seem offhand to bear resemblance to the complicated or convoluted story that was just presented to the Talmud Chacham. Doesn't seem like that at all. In a similar way, when it comes to a mathematical problem. So there are some people that when it comes to math, so as long as they're taught, as long as everything is clearly laid out, this plus this, this minus that, divided, and they know with the percentages, the formulas, and all of that, they can work out all of the numbers. But if there's they would have on test, there'd be a whole long story about Reuven and Shimon involving something mathematical. So then a lot of those who are not naturally inclined to math, so you know what happens to them, they go, oh, forget it. I can't do this. Like, two guys are running in opposite directions, right? Like that kind of thing. One guy is going 4 miles an hour. Two cars are going in opposite directions. So they go, if you give me the numbers and everything and lay it out, I know how to get this and how to get to that. And I memorize this mahalach, I memorize that mahalach. But once you start with an abstraction, and it's a matter of looking at a paragraph that has in it 20 details about some story about two guys in the cars going in opposite directions, then he's finished. So it could be that he has a good koach of bina, that he's able to maven davar mitachdavar. In other words, he has a good grasp of the material, of the math. He has a good grasp of it, but he gets completely lost when what's needed is to get to the shayrish adavar. That this is really all that this is about. It's all that this is saying. It sounds like a whole maisa, but you studied this. I didn't study this about cars, I don't know. No, but you studied the principle. But the person who's not in that mahalach of chachma, he's not able easily to convert all of the details that he's memorized for the exam to a simple clear grasp of the shorish of what is it that is behind all of this. What is behind all of this? What's underneath this myth? So once you start with a story, and it's you can't do it. You can't do it. It's terrible. A lot of chaver suffer from this in school, this kind of thing. It's a different way of thinking. Again, doesn't mean that this one's smarter than the other one. It's a different way of thinking. So even though often ba'alochim du ba'al inyin ha'nir klapi chutz k'shen l'chalutin midvar ha'maisa, ulam chachmasa yedeh harav l'havchin, this is the chachma of that Adam Gadol, that he knows immediately to discern. Ki sherish ha'davar me'achad hu. There's one sherish to all of this. This is the sherish. This is the root of the disagreement. This is the root of it. Even though other people might have learned for years, and they try to find this, and what is this? Goes to the root of it. Lumazais habina hi he'achzus, the next page, 34. Bepratim shemehem murkav haklal. Bina, on the other hand, is always grasping, holding on to all of the pratim, that together build the klal. But he doesn't see clearly the klal that's inside and that's underneath all of this. He tzamdus el anaf v'lo el hasharish. He's stuck on the branch by the anaf, and he doesn't go into the sharish. Same thing with complications between friends, between parents and children, between husband and wife. It's usually one inyan. It's one inyan that's at the sharish of the dispute, of the disagreement, and for the past 30, 40, 50 years, there have been different malbushim, like different, in other words, it's one mathematical formula, except instead of saying this today, that Bob and John were traveling in cars in opposite directions. So today's story is that Sarah and Abraham were traveling in a car up a hill and the other was going downhill. But they're having a new fight about this. And it's with the same anger and the same passion. And they feel like this is a chiddush. This is something new. It's not anything new. They've been arguing their entire marriage, and it's all of the arguments, all of the thousands and thousands of words, and all of the frustration and anger and insult and all of that, there's one shayrish to it. There's one shayrish. There's a shayrish, 99% of the time. And if somebody who's a great, great chacham is able to hear all of this, you know, it doesn't need to hear all of it, but to hear some of the stuff that's going on, and then say, well, this is what the argument is about. And if you look back over your lives, you'll realize that it's always been that same argument, variations on the same thing. It's always been variations on the same thing. Using something from the world of the other side, but all the movies, it's always the same thing. All of the movies are the same thing. They're all the same nekuda. That's all the same nekuda. I have to go into it. You know what I mean? Good guy, bad guy. Good guy looks like he's going to lose. Good guy wins. But there are variations. There are variations of that theme. And it's all, the shirish is the same shirish. It's just variations of the same thing. And in Torah, that's what the Goyim said, when that Kol HaTarkul is the first dot in the base of Bereishis. It's Kol HaTarkul. All of Torah is in the first dot of the base of Bereishis that we don't even see in the Sefer Torah. Al Taitzav v'le'el mechil manvi'es hakol. The person who's in Bina is attached to the branch and not to the root, to the outcome, to the results, to what's the mitzvah is, and not to what contains all of the mitzvahs, what's behind the entire story, the entire mitzvahs. Only talks about the mitzvahs like this, like this, like this, like that, but not the shurish of the mitzvahs. It's not saying that bina is not an important thing. It certainly is. That although the bina could be a tremendous advantage for a person, but if it's not with humility and the ability to receive chachma from outside of oneself, so then it could become very dangerous. And chachma for a man. It could be, if chachma is not going to be joined together humbly with bina, we could also have a guy that he might be a big chacham and he just doesn't know, he's totally out of touch with reality. He could be a big chacham, he's totally out of touch with reality. So the woman is more in touch with reality, and she could sometimes get very, very lost in the details of reality, and she needs chachma. She needs chachma to keep her focused on the entire forest, not to get lost in the trees. On the other hand, many times what will happen to a man, even if he does have an extra measure of chachma, is that he gets to the sharish adava. The problem is that's not the dava. He gets to the sharish of the wrong thing, and he's always certain that he's right. And he thinks he's gotten to the root of it, but he hasn't. He's gotten to the root of something else. Like that story that I always tell about when Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka came to town and it came someplace and some lady went over to him, started beating him up because he looked exactly, Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka looked exactly like the husband that abandoned her years ago. And the whole town is watching in shock that there's somebody beating up the tzaddik of the generation. And Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka doesn't know what's going on. It's screaming and yelling. So then the people go, and they grab and they pull her away. And they say, what are you, out of your mind? She says, that's that Russia, he left me. So that's Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka. It's that. So then, you want to die? Such a thing happens. So she went and she threw herself on the floor and she was crying. Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka says, you have no reason to apologize. You're 100% right. You just got the wrong guy. your husband deserves to get beaten up, and he's a Russia. But it happens out. It's not me. I might look like him. You have the wrong guy. So what will happen with the achachem can do all the beating up and get all excited, it's just the wrong guy. It's the wrong guy. That's not the usual mistake of a woman in the koch of bina. It's a different mistake. But they're both wonderful koches. We're not talking here about good or bad. These are the two koches. These two koches. Vav. Hachachme, he have chana de eichos adava. Chachma is that ability, again, just to remind, we understand that everybody has chachma and bina. It's not, even though it says bina yaseh, it doesn't mean to the exclusion of chachma. It means that the ratio is different. But everybody has, bo Hashem, both of these kaiches. It's a matter of strengthening the kaiches. But the natural inclination of a woman is more towards bina, and a man more towards chachma. But everybody has both of these kaiches. Hachachme he hav chana be'echus adava. Chachma is the way to understand the echus adava, the quality of something. Bli lihi moshech el hispailus mikamus muchashis. Chachma is not mispoil by numbers. That's not his thing. How much of something. It's not misspoil from the amount. Otsur chitzonis of how things look on the outside. So Esav's coming with his entire entourage, right? Esav's coming with his entire entourage, with the whole Abba Meis Ishimai. His whole army, and these are all, like, you know, these are all thugs, and Rishayim, and so on. These and Yaakovin is there. So what's going to be over here? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that what do you think? One, the Chazal bring down, Rashi brings down, that a marshal, if you have a huge amount of cotton, huge amount of cotton, one little spark of a fire, right? One little of a fire, and the whole cotton is finished. So what Chazal is saying is that when we look at our matzav in the world, from the perspective of Bina, we're unbelievably outnumbered. And there's no way that we can contend with the world. Not in Gashmius, not in Ruchnius. And that's why we've produced in recent years very, very weak leaders. Very, very weak leaders in Eretz Yisrael and otherwise, who are nispoil from, who are frightened and intimidated by how things look on the outside. We once had leaders of a different stature, great people in the times of Tanakh and even in modern times, who were not nispoil with it, who were not nispoil by the numbers. That wasn't the inyan, the number. The question is the echos. Not the amount, but what it is. And one emesis spark of a Jew can burn all the troops of Esav. And when we forget that, when we lose that chokhmah, and we begin to worry about the prote protum, then it never adds up. It's never possible for us to be able to contend with the world. A person feels that he's batel b'raiv. That there's no way that he could stand up to the numbers. But all of the numbers are nechshav ma'anafim. They're all branches. The darga zu ein chashivus legadlus bekamus she'ein ba'eichus. In the world of Chachma, there is no greatness to numbers that does not to kamus, to amount, to quantity that does not have in the sherish of it echus quality. Quantity by itself, numbers by themselves, the amount is not it, if it doesn't have echus. Ribui echus nechshav l'hamayin rav. For the Chacham, when there's a lot of echus, when there's a lot of quality, that's considered to be a very, very chashuva thing. That's a chashuva thing. Gam imhinay ma'ata kamus. Even though, as far as the amount, it could be very small. Dugma, for instance, Torah mu'ata, shenil madu b'yigir rabba. For the Chacham, it could be Taira mu'ata, shenilma dobi yegi rabba, omitach dvekis b'ashemesh barach. If a person that learnt a small piece of something, he learnt a small piece of Taira, but it was a small piece of Taira that was with tremendous yegi, put in a lot of hard work into this small piece, omitach dvekis b'ashemesh barach, he learned the shtickle Taira dvekis ta'asham, and that's the ikker. The Chacham is not as concerned with how many pages were turned. That's not his main concern. Not to say that he's not interested in covering ground. Of course he is. But the Ikir is not how many pages were turned, how much material was covered. The Ikir is the Yegiyah that was put in, and the Dveikis to Hashem in that piece of Torah. Umazais, on the other hand, Bedargas Bina, in the world of Bina, or a person who is using the Bina way of thinking, Harochas Devarim Nasis Apia Kamus Shebahem. In Bina, things are often evaluated by amounts, because that's the whole nature of Bina, it's numbers, Pratim. So it's going to be evaluated by amounts. Going ribui anoshim, like you said, a lot of people. So let's say you have one shul, and the shul has 540 mispalim. And out of the 540 mispalim, Shabbos morning, God forbid, 362 of them are having conversations. And you go to the ones who are not having conversations, it's also not with big dveikus. And you can go someplace else. We have 22 mispalim, but the 22 are davening. And even though human beings can't measure, but where would you think there would be more of a hashvasa shechina? because you have in this place 500 people, and the 500 people, there's a chil Hashem, that people are talking during davening, and it's a whole balagan, but it's an impressive thing when you walk in, you see hundreds of people, and it's a whole... Or are you more impressed by these 22 daveners, these 22 serious people? What impresses a person more? What is it that excites you more? The kamus, if it's the numbers, that's in the world of bina. If it's the echus, if it's the pnimius, the nekuda ha-pnimius, then that's the mahalach of chachma. You can see somebody that has a fortune of money and lives in a huge house, but the house itself is the family itself is a family that's not close. God forbid, not warm. It's not a warm family, not a close knit family. And you look from the outside and you see the tzura of this house, and not only that, but then you find out that this boy, he goes to karate on Monday, and he goes to swimming on Tuesday, and he goes on Wednesday to play soccer, and he goes to Israel, and he belongs to this club and that club. And you look at this other place, and there's a little apartment, and there's his family, and on Monday, maybe he could play a little Monopoly, you know, with a brother or sister. And Tuesday, you know, the father maybe takes out a guitar, and they sing a little bit of Niggun after supper. So, how does one look at things? How does one measure things? It's a very big difference between Chochmah and Bina. The Dargis Bina Rochs Dvam Nasal Piyakamus Rebham Kiran Ribui Anoshim. The more people, the more impressive. Ribui Dapim. More pages of the Gemara that were turned. More pages of a Sefer that was turned. Even though you could have a person that... You'll have a person that will sit, let's say, on a Sfasamis. When I was in Yerushalayim, I don't even remember his name, but I used to go on Thursday nights to hear Sfas Emes Shir. There was an old Ger Chassid that said Sfas Emes Shir. I don't remember his name, and this is a long time ago. And the way he used to say over Sfas Emes, be like a like one of these 12 lines Sfas Emes, you say over. It's like a person was eating the most delicious food in the world, and he didn't want. He was chewing on this Sfas Emes. And the way he said over the Sfas Emes in every word, and each word was like was a binyan in that Sfas Emes. It's a different way. Dargezu machshiva gam ribui kamus ke'en nekudas eichus. Bina looks at kamus, at quantity, at amounts, as a reflection upon the echus of something, as a reflection upon the quality of something, which very often it's not at all. Very often it's not at all. Yehudi shimeye by atakar chachma, a yid in whom there is now shining the koch of chachma, v'hissig nekudas ha'orer ruchanes b'limudai, and he's learning something, and he's able to get to that nekuda, of the Dvar Hashem that's in this Torah that he's learning. Yakar hadavar be'enav ad ma'oid. This is very precious to him. Afki lehigila kamus gadoila. Even though he didn't cover much ground, but he got to the elokus in that Sfas Emes. Ha'or ha'she zochabai. That light that he was zayicha to reach, choshev be'enim mikol. It's more important than anything. It's more important than anything else. Even if he did the one Rashi in the parasha, it's more important than anything to him. K'may b'shas is neitzitzus harayan b'mayach ha'chachma. Just like going back to our story of the guy that all of a sudden he had this thought of having a sefer Torah for his grandfather. When that thought fills the mind. Shadain ein le mashmos muchoshes mebchinim ha'isis. Even though it doesn't yet, at that beginning point of chachma, it doesn't have yet all of the lemaisa that comes out from it. Aval araya in atzmei marnin. But the idea itself invigorates. The idea itself fills a person with joy. the idea, the rayon fills a person with joy. And again, the chacham might not be good at carrying it out. Remember, there are weaknesses. There are weaknesses with each. And the chacham is very often not practical. And he might have great difficulties getting this done. With the help of another person, or by being mechazik his own koach habina, he'll be able to get down to work. But there are many great chachamim that the lemaisa didn't work out. And again, it's not that they don't have this, you know, like you have these people, they're like inventors, but they've never invented it yet. They haven't invented it yet. There are people that are like that. They're always like going to the patent office with stuff. It never works out. Or you talk to certain people. Sometimes can be a brilliant person, and he always has this idea that he's just about to make this thing, and it's going to be millions and millions and millions of dollars. He's about to do this. And he can be a very smart guy, and he's got this whole big idea. But the Lamaisa, if a Bina person listens to this, and he hears that the Lamaisa is not. If this fella joins with the other fella, it could be a shutvus that could be mevila de bracha. It could be, and you have partnerships like that, and a bracha could come out from it if they don't kill each other, because they could very often kill each other. It's like husband and wife; they could kill each other. But on his own, he could be a gevaldige chacham, and he has these original insights, and it just doesn't work out the poil to translate into a parnasa and anything. But the other person, that if he meets up with another person who's more in the way of bina, he'll try to, and this person will humbly hear out the chacham and try to adapt the rayon, the thought of the chacham, and to use marketing and advertising and whatever else is necessary to bring it out. So then, between the two of them, they can make a nice panos. Leidasa shel inyan. When the inyan is born in the mind of a person, it's a tremendous simcha, it's a tremendous joy. K'mar chayin, he'ara nechsheves lahasaga v'yakar. So too is a ha'ara, this a thought, an understanding, to grasp something for what it is. It's very, very valuable, very precious. Ach habina hi his yachasus b'nefrada is el kol prat. The person of bina, who is focused more on the pratim, has a tendency to become frustrated. There's more of a likelihood to become frustrated, because pratim wear you down. That's the nature of pratim is they wear you down. They get you tired. Pratim wear you down. Hanukas chashivas raklis kadmus anitenis lemishush. The bina person wants to see practical progress. Lemaisa, where have we gotten with this? What's going on? I don't see how things are changing. So you'll have, also going back to what you see with therapy, you'll have a husband and wife to go to the therapist. And the therapist is a very good one, and very talented, and a person of great chokhmah. And they went 2-3 times. So one of them will say, I don't see where we're going. Where's this going? I don't see that we're getting anywhere with this. I see that we're still arguing. I don't see that we're happy, and so on. And the other one will say, give it some time. Of course, there's disagreements and so on, but the person that we're going to is touching upon the Shairish Adavar. This happens all the time. The other one says, I don't see. You have a person that becomes frum. Whatever it was about Yiddishkeit that attracted him, and then he gets very frustrated because he gets lost in, you know, some place in Hilchos Beis Akisa. You know, he got lost in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, "Forget IQ, it's crazy. What kind of religion is this? What's the difference? I go to the bathroom. What kind of religion is this? I'm down." He doesn't see the whole picture of what it means to be a Yid, what it means to be a Jew. Like we're learning in the Aris HaTorah about the Pratim and the Klal. He doesn't see it. Again, these are very extreme examples, just to make the point. Mostly it's a combination of the two, just 60%, 40%, not so obvious like that. But in order to understand In order to understand the difference, you have to use extremes. But that's just to understand. In the reality, it's not like that, so strong. But the way of Bina is, his yachzus benefrodus, I'll call prat, to pay attention to all the details. Hanok is chashiv, is raklet kadmus, hanitenes lemishush. And therefore, the person of Bina gives credence to practical progress that's tangible. You know, who happened? Where are we holding over here? What's going on over here? His rahakus min hamufshat. He wants to get out of the abstract. He wants to get away from the abstract. Shein bo hislabshus begavne maisa. There has no, to him it has no bearing on the lemaisa. This whole big shmuz has no bearing on the lemaisa. But the chacham sees that as the underlying yesod, from which the entire lemaisa is going to be built. But the Balbina he doesn't see that. L'kach Yehudi amotzi b'dargis bina, yivakesh lot seis min ha'limud, kash shebiyodai, mamoshus she'ev shalatz bi'ala. Therefore, the person who's more connected to bina, wants, whatever he's learning, he wants to come out more with lemaisa. So he'll be more, this person will maybe be more inclined to learning at some point, Halacha lemaisa. Learning more halacha shulchan aruch. Spend time learning shas bi, and he wants to learn more to get into more of a halacha type of learning. It's fine. It's a different way of thinking. He wants to see something lemaisa. I'm learning for 12 years, 15 years. And I don't know how to keep Shabbos. I don't know what I'm doing. He wants to be able to point to something, to see something. He needs to be able to have a program of learning, whether it's in Torah or Havdol in secular. But it needs to have a clear. There needs to be a curriculum. There needs to be a schedule. There needs to be tests. That's how he has to go along in that world of Bina. He finished this material. He's tested on this material. He covered a certain amount of ground. He feels that this is now he has under his belt. B'r'oisai chavr ha-matsui ata b'dagas chachma, when the Bina person sees a friend who's in the world of chachma, so when the Bina person sees the guy that's in Chachma, and that Chacham is all excited about the little that he covered, the Bina person looks at him like a lo yitzlach. What's wrong with you? That's what you have to show for yourself. That's what you did. He doesn't get it. Toma habina mashi yesh. This is what are you so happy about? Like you have some great treasure. All you learned was one blot. All you learned was one taisus. What are you so excited about? I don't see what you got. And the chacham looks at the fellow that, let's say, did 4 pages, but he has a very superficial understanding of the 4 pages, and he doesn't understand what he got. What did you get out of that? When two people are learning together, chavrusa, ve'echad yesh be'ata yesa gilui mitzad chachma. And right now, at this time in the chavrusa, today, this person Reuven, he's in the chachma place. V'ilo chaveiro nosen ata bebina. But the other guy, Shimon, he's looking now at the Gemara, and he's in the place of bina. T'meim zalza. Each one is wondering about the other one. Ve'enam boyim halashava. They can't work out this disagreement. Ha'chochma toma alma ve'lama habina misase kol kach meprotim. The chochma or the chochem wants to understand why are you getting so completely lost? Why are you so focused on this one knesh, this little crease in the Inyan, or this particular point, it's a side point. That can often happen to people, by the way, when you're learning Tosfos. And if you don't have a strong mind, you can get completely taken away from the sugya through Tosfos. Totally. And you can get distracted from what the Blat Gemara is about, because you went off into the amazing world, beautiful world of Tosfos, and it mixes you up. That's not what the Blat Tosfos wanted to do. But you can get completely mixed up with the Gemara. You don't know what the Gemara is talking about, because Tosfos in the 12 kashas and 12 terutzim, each one's from a different masechta, and you don't understand what's the Nakuda Pnimis. So you're sitting there trying to figure out 12 different Gemaras. But the Balat Tosfos had a certain point in all of that. And that's why for many, many people, Tosfos is a huge, huge waste of time. Not Chalila Tosfos is not Kodesh Kadosh, but for many people, spending a lot of time in Tosfos is an unbelievable waste of time. Because they don't think that way. And it takes them completely away from the Blat Gemara. Then you ask them, they don't understand what the Gemara is about. They get so far blunted in these pratim that often are side nakudas, and the way that this person sees it, they're tangents. It's not the inyan. And what are you spending 3 days in your chavrusa on this tesis? What are you doing over here for 3 days? So you get schar and shemayim. Okay. But what are you, in terms of your limudat Torah, what are you doing over here? And each one of the chavrusa doesn't understand. So go back to. That's not the point. And you say, no, but Tosfos says, but that's not the point. And when these two are arguing with each other, and someone's standing on the side, you could say right away, Chacham Abina. You see right away, it's Chacham Abina. This guy's talking about the Zach, the Pnimius of the Sugya, and even though he knows that it doesn't stim 100% yet, with every single word. And the other guy's just crazy with the words. That this word, how come this word doesn't fit into what you said? He's not even hearing what the Chacham is saying. He doesn't hear it at all. Because he doesn't like that word, how he's teaching that word. And he's like, okay, you want to forget about this word for a second? Can we talk about it? No, he's not going to let go of that word. This is the word. And the whole sugya is, this is the word. So the other guy could say, look, I don't know how that word, it's a good kash. I don't know how that word works out. But are you following what... Can we talk about what the Gemara is saying, what the Gemara is about? No. Because what you're saying, that's not what Rashi is saying. That's not what this is. I mean, that's good. This has been going on for thousands of years. It's not a new thing. Thousands of years. You've been sitting arguing over learning. And to look at each other, he's out of his mind. He doesn't understand what he's talking about. HaChokhma Toma Al Marva Lama Habina Masasa Kolkai Pradam Yod Ladakis and Akshavas Tzadis to him, to the one who's in Chokhma now, these issues that the Bina guy is raising are all side issues. It's not the Inyan. They're all side things. He's not saying that it's not important, but they're all on the side. Like you have you sitting, you're learning Chavrus, and you're trying to figure something. So one guy is looking over the Gemara for the 10th time, he's trying to go down. Looking over the Gemara. The other guy has 14 Sfarim on the table. And he goes, oh, listen to this. The Pnei Yeshua is talking about this. That's what he does. Look at this. Because he saw a few words that sounds like something he was thinking about. The Pnei Yeshua is talking about this. And the guy that's trying to understand the Gemara looks at him like a cockroach. Not that he doesn't respect the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua is Pnei Yeshua. But what are you going over there with all of that? Can we try to understand what the Gemara is saying? Look, the Pnei Yeshua. And then he, for the next 20 minutes, he starts to talk, let me just finish the Pnei Yeshua. Let me just finish the Pnei Yeshua. And he starts to teach them to read the Pnei Yeshua, and the guys just listen to this. And it's just not what they're talking about. And even if there is something there, it's not it. Not the Pnei Yeshua is not it, Chalila. Pnei Yeshua has a mahalach in it. But the Chacham wants to try the two of them to sit and to understand the sugya. And this fellow is just racing, looking up and checking, trying to find words and spell checks and whatever. And they're here together in chavrusa. It can be very, very painful. He gets into a side Indian.
Vilo habina enam even klal. Ma b'fiyah chachma b'darbar liyikari hasugi v'sadisa. And the bina person says, who do you think you are? You think you're a Pnei Yeshua? I'm telling you something to Pnei Yeshua, and you think that you have, what are you talking about? And he says, no, I think that this is, it doesn't, the bina person doesn't know what you're talking about.
The Balbina is a person that will be able to memorize and to say over very, very well the Shakla Tarya of the Sugya, meaning the questions and the answers of the Gemara. He'll be able to memorize and say it over back and forth. He'll know the Gemara in that way. L'shanin Heitev is called Ashitas Kesed, and he can say over, this is what Rashi says, this is Tosfos, this is the Ramban, this is the Rashba, the Ritva. He'll be able to say over the different Shitas. He'll be able to say over. Ach bal chochma makir es mamakir hashita. Zoycha makir kol prat prat heter. Ach bal chochma makir es mamakir hashita u bal hashita ad she yuchel lahakir mat hei daitel shabal hamemra. Whereas the person who's the chochm, the bal chochma, he knows the way that Tosfos approaches something, like the famous Maaseh B'Chaim Brisken, but he knows the way Tosfos thinks. He knows the way Rashba is looking at the sugya. There's a consistency in the Rashba. There's a consistency in the Ramban of how they're looking at the sugya. He doesn't have to memorize the 10 different shittas. He could identify that way of thinking, and again, usually it's broken down to two basic ways of thinking, and he could identify, well, even if he didn't know that the Ramban said that, he didn't read that Ramban per se, but he knows that this is Ramban's Mahalach. And he was able to anticipate what the Ramban is going to say about this, because we have there's a certain way that the Ramban looks at the sugya. He's been looking at it from the beginning. So he's able to know that the Ramban looks at the world a certain way, and he looks at every sugya in Shas the same way that Tanoim Nemaroi. That a person who's familiar with Shas is able to hear different ideas and to know, oh, that's Reish Lakish, that's Rabbi Akiva. Because there's a consistency. It's a mahalach. There's a seder in their way of thinking. But the person who's in Bina, each time will be a separate adventure. It will be a new adventure. Who and what and where and how, and memorizing all the pratim. And that's the meaning of Ezo Chacham Haraya Es HaNoilad. I'm going to have to go have to speak at a parlor meeting, so we'll continue next Monday night.